This is Tri-States Public Radio News. The pandemic has caused more than physical pain. For some Galesburg residents, it's revealed their economic vulnerability. Some are having to face the possibility of losing one of life's basic necessities. Tri-States Public Radio's Debbie Moreno explains the situation.
Most of us expect water to run freely from our faucets without disruption. Pay your bill, and the water flows. But for some, keeping up with their water bill is a struggle. And when a resident falls behind, it can set off a snowball effect leading to late and delinquent fees and eventual shutoffs. COVID-19 has amplified the economic strain on some people. Many of them are looking to local agencies for help.
From July through October of this first fiscal year, we spent over $100,000 at the Salvation Army on direct financial assistance through either rent or utility assistance. We don't usually spend like $100,000 in 3 months.
That is Salvation Army Director of Operations, Megan Templeton. She says the money helped pay for all utilities, not water alone. But much of the public focus in Galesburg has been on water service. The situation began in March when the city instituted a moratorium on water service shutoffs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The moratorium was intended as a humanitarian measure. It meant that residents were not being threatened by shutoffs. But as water faucets continued to flow, so did the bills. And once the city lifted the moratorium, late fees resumed. So did shutoffs, according to City Public Works Director Wayne Carl.
The city lifted the moratorium in September, August or September, and that created a lot of controversy because we started shutting people off in a pandemic. But the idea was people were getting so far behind, we didn't want to go another 6 months, and then it gets to be almost untenable. They can't come up with enough money to pay it.
City officials say delinquent accounts more than doubled from 306 in February to 650 in mid-summer. Carl says the city does not receive any state or federal funding to cover the cost of delinquent bills. That means the city is absorbing the cost.
It does cost money to produce water and deliver it to people's homes, and we do try to keep the rates low, so there's not a lot of cushion in there for people not paying. People will need to know that they'll be responsible for their bill unless the federal or state government steps in and provides some funds for that.
People who don't have enough money to pay their water bills might find themselves spiraling into another major problem. Julie Hoagland, who works in Galesburg's General Assistance Office, says she's worried about homelessness.
My huge area of concern in July was that, especially in housing, when people don't pay their water bill and it gets shut off, then housing evicts them because you have to maintain your utilities. I was very concerned about this huge group of people that were going to end up with shutoffs because they have no income and there's no way for them to get this money, and there's not enough agencies to help.
After a public outcry, the city reinstated the moratorium on water shutoffs. That's good news for residents who are hurting economically, but it also created an unintended consequence. The Salvation Army's Megan Templeton says customers must provide delinquent and shut-off notices before social service agencies can give assistance.
We're going to see households with these huge water bills that haven't been paid for months and months. My staff told me today that we have probably turned away 60 to 70 households who have requested assistance that we have not helped. Some of those people we likely will end up helping. We're hoping the city will give us a letter stating this household is 4 months behind. And then we can use that letter as our documentation internally.
Templeton says that the Salvation Army and the city have worked collaboratively to resolve the administrative obstacle. And she hopes the community's residents will show some compassion for those who are struggling economically.
I just encourage everyone to extend everyone a lot of grace this year, whether they're behind on their bills because they chronically are or because of the pandemic, doesn't really matter. We certainly don't want any household to become homeless or not have water during the pandemic. That's not going to make our community safer. A household without water is not going to be very clean.
Over the past few months, Galesburg has worked on a water rate study to assess its billing structure. The study might offer some solutions for the future. City officials say it will be discussed in early 2021. I'm Debbie Moreno, Tri-States Public Radio News.